कृष्ण वक्त्रांबुजोस् उच्छिष्ट प्रसादम परमादरा दत्तम धनिष्ठया देवी किम आनिष्यामि ते अग्रतः। कृष्ण वक्त्रांबुजोच्छिष्टम्। रेमिनेंट ऑफ कृष्ण श्रीमती राधिका डज नॉट टेक एनीथिंग विदाउट कृष्ण उच्छिष्ट शी टेक ऑलवेज दैट रेमिनेंट ऑफ Tulsi Manjari has gone in first Purva Shloka.
Previous
Shloka. Tulsi Manjari is telling that you will order me to go to Yashoda Alley and give Ma Yashoda so many various kinds of mishtanna, modak and all other things. So will I go there? He tells also that when I will go there with all these things, preparations, Ma Yashoda, and I will do pranam to Ma Yashoda. She will take me in her arms and will give so many asirvad.
Blessings.
And she will ask me how Srimati Radhika is, my daughter, darling daughter, how she is. I will give all these things to Yashodama. And Yashodama will give it to Krishna to take. Dhanishta is there. Ma Yashoda and Rohini are there. They are getting to all the boys who were present there with Krishna. Sometimes Sri Rama also meets in the time of taking prasadam. Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all persons, brothers of Nanda Baba, they join, and then Nanda Baba, having Krishna in his left side, and Baladev in front, taking food, core or thing, grass that is earth. What is this?
Every
what?
Morsel. Morsel.
Morsel
means every bit, that mouthful. Morsel.
Sometimes giving in the mouth of Baldev, sometimes giving in the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna also takes by his hand. Baldev Prabhu also takes with his hand. And Madhumangal is there. He is showing so many poses that all begins to laugh. If Yashoda Devi give Modak to Krishna, Madhumangal tells that, oh mother, Krishna has a stomach rog.
Stomach disease.
His stomach is not good. He cannot
digest.
So don't give up. Give me. Sometimes Maa Yashoda gets so much in the dish of Madhumangal, and Madhumangal says that, oh, a crow has come out. And when they used to see, he gets in the pot of Krishna. And tells that, I have taken everything what you have given. But he, this patient Krishna, but cannot take all these things. So again give me. And so everything is gone. Nanda Baba and the elder brother of Nanda Baba, Upananda, Sunanda, Vinanda, all are enjoying that feast. Sometimes Upananda also gets in the mouth of Krishna and Balde. Sometimes all brothers of Nanda Baba, they give. And very pleasant way with all these things. So when all went to wash their hands, Krishna very silently and lonely gave some remnants in the hand of Dhanishtha. Or Srimati Yashodama knows that all Sakhi with Srimati Radhika will not take anything if the remnant of Krishna should not be given to. So sometimes she gives, or Krishna himself gives Dhanishtha. So how not good things? So give it to Radhika that he cannot prepare so delicious food and give them. But it was so delicious. So it bhavangi. Bhavangi? Krishna anyhow wants to give it to Srimati Radhika. So Dhanishtha takes it. Here it is written, Krishna Bhaktram Bhujo Chista Prasad Prasadam Parma Adara Dattam Dhanishtaya. Yashodama or Krishna has given Dhanishtha, the remnants of Krishna. And will I carry it to you? Dhanishtha will give me. When I will go there, and I will be there, Srimati will tell when Dhanishtha will return. Tulsi Manjari will return. She will ask, oh, Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari, when Krishna was eating, taking all these food, where you present at that time, there? She told that, I was there but some far away, because Krishna father and all were there. So by shame I could not go there. How Krishna tested it? He tested so much How you knew that he tested very well? Krishna short words me, Manjari is telling. And by eyes he told me that how delicious it was. And I also knew by eyes that Krishna has taken it. Could you do any service to Krishna? And his stomach was full or not? No. His stomach was so much filled. But and he was satisfied. How you know that he was satisfied? I knew. Then Srimati saw the eyes of that Manjari, Rishi Manjari, and he searched Krishna there. He saw that Krishna was there. How? How he was there? Because he was so cheerful. Oh, Tulsi Manjari was so cheerful. Seeing Krishna, so Srimati Radhika tipped Krishna in the eyes of Tulsi Manjari. Eyes were so much. And she became so much pleased. His hair were
standing on end.
Huh?
Standing on end.
On the end. And tears came in the eyes. And she was about not to speak anything. Gadgad. Gadgad, you know?
Yes.
Became choked. Shocked. Shocked. So, when all these confessions, verses were dropped, then Tulsi Manjari and Rati Manjari get the remnants of Krishna. That tree Krishna silently and lonely has given me for you these things. Arsimati Yashoda, for his darling daughter, has sent the remnants of Krishna. So, all sat down, all sati, Lalita Visakha. And Visakha, Srimati gave it to Tulsi Manjari. That divide this into all. So, she gave. Oh, would I give all these things, remnants of Krishna, to all sakhis and you? She is praying. Because you have not taken yet anything whole day because you were waiting for Krishna remnants. Now, next slope. How Sakhi, how they took prasadam of remnant of Krishna. Now in this sloka he is telling how Udhi will bring Mahaprasadam of Krishna in last sloka. And now he will divide in Sakhi. And they will take how? Now he is telling. Nana vid amrita sar rasan rasaya naistai Krishna prasad militai priya bhojya peyai hakum kumangam lalitadi sakhit vritatam jatnat kimutaram upabhojaniya. Yeah. Krishna has taken so many kinds of chaturvidh prasad anna. What?
Four different kinds.
Those which are licked, those which are drunk, chewed, and swallowed.
There are four, but one of each of them are of so many kinds.
Right.
Paya. Paya, drinking. Amra rasa. Mango.
Juice.
No. Takra. Takra, you know? Matta.
Like lassi?
Lassi. Some good rasal. Chutney, you know? Chutney. Have you taken anything? Chutney? So many varieties. So, dugdha. So many things I cannot speak in English. Arayata. And chewing, sajana danta, you know, chewing, so many things. But Krishna, nana vidha amrita sara rasayana istai, Krishna prasad militai, priya bhojyate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went to Jagannath Mandir and he saw the beauty and came to Gopinath, his Gambhira. At once the Pujari sent a big dish of Mahaprasad to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu began to wait to see so sweet and smelling, good smelling prasad was there. Jagannath has sent me for me. He is so kind. He is telling that Krishna Bhukta says, Tar Phelana, the remnants of Krishna or Jagannath is called Phela. And Kanika is called lava. And very little
particle
of this thing. It is called Pela lava. Pela lava means remnants Krishna taking and cutting, chewing. And now he cutting. Rest gets in God. And the Adharamrit is there. That is called Pela law. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking this, that Mahaprasad, began to dig and praising Mahaprasad. Oh, those who are so much lucky, or those who have tested this thing, are so lucky. Without luck, they cannot have. What is that luck? Samanya bhogya haite tar prapti nahi hai. If there is less sukriti, they will not have this thing. Mahaprasade, Gobinde, Nama Brahmani, Vaishnave, Salpa Punvatang Rajan, Vishwaso, Naiva Jaya. What is the meaning?
Those who don't have enough pious credit, they cannot appreciate the Mahaprasad, the holy name the Vaishnava, the Brahman.
Because they are all Chinmay. So they cannot taste. If they have lot and lot of Sukriti. Sukriti means bhakti. They can taste and they can anubhav, experience that is this is Mahaprasad. Otherwise they cannot do. Mahaprabhu is telling that, I think that if a man tastes it and serves it, then I think that it is the purna kripa of Krishna, full mercy of Krishna. So this sukriti or punya is the mercy of Krishna. If a man has no mercy of Krishna, he cannot taste that Mahaprasad. He cannot realize that this is Mahaprasad. Koti amrit sadhu paanya prabhu chamatkar. He took that Mahaprasad and he set up his eyes, began to weep. And whole day he continued to praise the Mahaprasad and weeping and chanting Hari name every day. Whole day. For 24 hours he has the prabhav of Mahaprasad. Prabhav? Influence of that Mahaprasad. पुलक नेत्रे बहे अश्रुधार फीलिंग दिस बिगन टू वीप होल डे ही वेप्ट व्हाई ही वेप्ट ही रिमेंबर्ड ऑल द पास्ट टाइम्स दैट कृष्ण विद बॉयज सिटिंग इन लाइन यशोदा इज डूइंग परिवेशन रोहिमा इज डूइंग परिवेशन नंद बाबा इज देयर Madhumangal is there and they are all very nicely taking Mahaprasad there. Sometimes in morning Srimati Radhika is there. She is in kitchen room. Anything which Yashoda was Ma was distributing, वो कम पड़ गया.
It was too little. Too
it
less.
Became little. So she gave यानी उसको आवाज दिया. She called Srimati Radhika, oh darling dear, daughter. Come on and bring that thing. Radhika was then doing puri. Puri, you know? So she brought it in a golden pot. Yashoda ask her to give into the pot of Krishna. She fell the pot and run away to the kitchen room. She began to
tremble.
Then Yashoda told, why I order you to come and to give in the pot of Krishna. She was smiling but not telling any word. Then so many pastimes are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering all these things and making. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav and Anga Kanti of Srimati Radhika. So he has experienced how Srimati feels when Krishna used to take Mahaprasadam. So he began to remember all the past times and he began to be. Edrabya etosadu taha haite aikahani. Krishna adharamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Saru Damodar, Raya Ramananda and all who are there that you know how dal, bhat, puri, kachauri, what?
Chua.
Chua. If there was Singha, lion.
You have caught me.
What was it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to all associates that he know how tasteful is chawal, dal, anna, and sabji, and milk, and the rabadi, khoa, laddu, all these things. You know, but taste this. The remnant of Krishna. How fragrant is there? How sweet is there? It seems that Krishna has certainly tasted it. And he has something, remnants has given in this pot. So all are, has become so tasteful and fragrant. In Prakrita, mortal, annadal, tarkari, khichudi, and all these things, cannot be so tasteful and fragrant. You can taste and see. He gave it to all by his hand, weeping. And they took and became all like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srimati Radhika told that you have brought the Krishna remnant from Dhanishta. Dhanishta has given you. She took it and tested it and gave it to all. No? Srimati Radhika. She is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is testing all these ideas. Tanuman mor chob kare chob badhaya surat lob. She is taking the remnants of Krishna. But by the effect was that Rati began to grow up. Rati, no? To meet with Krishna and to love Krishna and to have the love of Krishna, all things are called Rati. So it increased to so much degree up. She became mad to seek Krishna and to test Krishna. Harsha soka bhava vinasa. She is telling that, oh, this Mahaprasad, remnant of Krishna, makes anyone's heart as if I am testing Krishna, I am seeing Krishna, I am talking with Krishna and touching Krishna. And increases the utkantha,
eagerness
to meet Krishna. And if anyone will take this remnant of Krishna, certainly he will, his anxieties, shok, moh, bhai, everything will go. Shok, moh, bhai, you know. But
Maya, fear, short lamentation,
everything will go. Mm-hmm. Worldly, everything will go. Every kind of other desire of this material world, eating, drinking, clothing, meeting, everything. See, that Mahaprasad testing, everything goes away. यहाँ तक कि यहाँ पर गड़बड़ हो जाता है, यहाँ तक कि इवन लज्जा, हर्ष, धैर्य,
धैर्य
माने everything goes away. Dharya and ashem are the things which give obstacle to meet Krishna. If there is dharya, that means passion, then she cannot meet Krishna. How should I go? All will see that I am going. What they will tell? By this, dhairya comes. This dhairya is obstacle to meet Krishna. And ashamed, what all will tell? I should not go in front of anyone. If there will be loneliness, then I will go. This is lajja, ashamed. But by taking the remnants of Krishna, everything goes away. So everything is clear. Way is clear. And they don't do kisi cheez ki parwah nahi karte. Bekaar sa. They don't care for anything. And the way is clear. Whether it be day and night or anything, there will go. Mataye narir man, jiva kare akarshan, vicharite sab dipari. If he is male, he will go at once. Whether he is female, then what to say? Taking the remnant, everything becomes clear and they don't think what is SM, what is anything. So this remnant has so much prabhav.
Influence.
फिर आ गया।
I need some prasad.
Srimati Radhika is telling that, O Gopigan, you should take this prasad little, and he himself, herself is given to all. Telling that this Venu is male, yet he is male, but he wants the remnants of Krishna, Adharamrita, and he is drinking and drinking and drinking, leaving nothing there for us. Krishna Adharamrita is for us because we are Swajatiya to Krishna. Understand? Yes. He is Gopi, we are Gopi. And this person is bamboo, jars, matter.
Unconscious.
But he drinks and showing us that be away from here. I'm taking, what can you do? This is yours, but I'm that. What can you do? I'm taking this. My thing, and in front of me, anyone is taking, and they are only seeing. They are vivas. Vivas means they cannot do anything. So, Srimati Radhika is telling, being a male, how dhrishta he is. Dhrishta, you know? Dhrishta means they are sahasi. They are kya, what?
Bold.
How he is so bold? But he is badmash. Badmash, you know?
Naughty.
He is so naughty. He is taking and looting in front of us, that is Brahmavita. So, telling the, praising this Mahaprasad, remnant, Srimati is giving to all. This Tulsi Manjari has brought all these things. So, Srimati is asking, you were so much near to Krishna at that time. What thing he has tested more? So she is telling that, what you have prepared? Krishna tested everything very well. And after taking, he has kept the remnants himself, and by Isaiah told me to give it to you. Leela Sukh, you know, that is Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev means Billu Mangal. He is telling that this Phelalo, that is this remnants of Krishna, is like Krishna. Prema danchame, kama danchame, vedananchame, vaibhavanchame, jivananchame, jivatanchame, daivatanchame, devana param. Very good slok. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this slok has been quoted. That everything of Krishna is like Krishna, not less than Krishna. Prema danchame. Krishna, as if Krishna gives his prema in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he is eager to give all jivas Krishna prema. He went to door of jivas. He went sometimes to western side of India, sometimes south India, sometimes eastern and western, everywhere he went, and gave it through name Prem Gathi Mala Paralo Sabai. He was so eager, and he gave Prem. Prem means Gopi Prem is there. Whether they were qualified or not. So Krishna is Premadam. Mahaprasad is also like Krishna. Premadam chame. Krishna, remnants give me Krishna Prem. Kamadam chame. Kamadam chame. Krishna Prasad gives Kam. What is Kam? There are two kinds of Madhurya Bhakti, Madhur Bhakti, Sringara, Sambandhanuga and Kamanuga. There actually Sambandhatmika among Kamatmika. All gopis are Kamatmika. And Sambandhanuga, Yasoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Upananda, and all others. Sakha also, Sambandhanuga. Arjuna also, and all of Dwarka are Sambandhanuga. Rukmini, Saptabhama, all are Sambandhanuga. They are not Kamanuga. Only Braj Devi, Gopi are Kamanuga. Kamanuga is of two kinds. One is Kamanuga direct and others are Tattat Bhavichhamai. Tattachabhavamai is Manjari Bhav. That is called Manjari Bhav or Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi. These are called. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always tried to give this thing only and to test Sakhi Bhav, Kamanuga, and give Tattat Bhav Ichhamai as a Palyadashi of Gopi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has tested as Palyadashi Bhav. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been. If he does not test, he does not. In so many 364 ways, kinds of gopis are 364 kinds of gopis. So all gopis are the bhav of Srimati Radhika. She tests and gives pleasure to Krishna in every way, what Krishna wants. Anyone cannot, any gopi, other gopi cannot do service to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radhika. So he tests in every way, Kamanuga, Sadatmika, Samandhanuga. Even as an ordinary bhakt, sadhak, siddha, he can test. All bhavas has been given up to Vatsalya before, but not this gopi bhava has been given, especially this manjari bhava has been given. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed this manjari bhava to you especially. And for ordinary persons, Harinam Sankirtan and Krishna Das at the end of time. So, Kamadanchame here, Kamanuga, and in Kamanuga, Tattad Ichha Bhavamai. Kamadanchame. How he gets? By Prakash, manifesting his mercy. In, as he does, did in Rupa Goswami case. He manifested his mercy in the heart of Rupa Goswami and has prayed all his associates to manifest their mercy in Rupa Goswami's heart so that he can may give the whole world this, my this bhav. So तो कामदं चमे वेदनं चमे, वेदनं मीन्स वेद मीन्स टू नो, सो वेद मीन्स एवरी काइंड ऑफ नॉलेज एंड टू गिव दैट नॉलेज इज वेदनम. कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु की शिक्षा गुरु ऑल्सो एंड चैत्य गुरु ऑल्सो डायरेक्टली एज ए शिक्षा गुरु ही गिव्स एंड बाई इंस्पिरेशन ही गिव्स इन द हार्ट. कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु गिव्स वेदनंच ऑल संबंध ज्ञान अभिधेय ज्ञान एंड प्रयोजन ज्ञान इन द हार्ट ऑफ जीव. सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु और कृष्ण इज वेदनम, दैट इज हियर गुरु चैत्य गुरु इज ऑल्सो एंड दिस श्लोक हैज बीन टोल्ड देयर एज ए दिस गुरु चैत्य गुरु. वैभवंच मे कृष्ण इज माई वैभव, सो दिस महाप्रसाद इज ऑल्सो माई वैभव. वैभव मीन्स वैभव हियर मीन्स एनीथिंग वेल्थ रेपुटेशन एंड ऑल दिस थिंग वैभव. सो ही इज माई वेल्थ. जीवनं च मे जीवितं च मे, ही इज माई लाइफ एंड जीवितं च मे. जीवितं माने विदाउट प्रसाद आई विल नॉट बी, और विदाउट कृष्ण और चैतन्य महाप्रभु आई विल नॉट रिमेन. दैवतं च मे ना परम, ओ यू आर माई दैव माने इष्टदेव and everything you are. So prasad is also like this. Na param. There is nothing beside you. For Krishna. So prasad is everything for him. And if Krishna is take, then it is Mahaprasad. So Srimati Radhika takes only Mahaprasad of Krishna. Remnants of Krishna. Nothing she takes beside you. If you give him anything, he will not come. She will give it to Krishna, and if Krishna will take, then she will take. But today,
I have a question from yesterday, from last time we met at the group. You were explaining about feelings of separation from Krishna, and that actually when Krishna is away, appears to be away from Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan feel his presence even more strongly than when he is there. And when he is there together with Radharani, she sometimes feels that he's not there, he will go away. So my question is, when Krishna appears to be away from Vrindavan, why are the residents of Vrindavan described as so unhappy, almost dead, lying down, pain, full of pain? The simple answer I would give is, well, that is not pain, it is a kind of ecstasy. But if they are actually, but it is hard to understand why they appear to be so unhappy, if he's actually there.
Actually, they are not happy. Sometimes I say anubhav, Sanchari bhav, meeting of Krishna, they think. Understand?
Sometimes.
They feel like that Krishna has met me. But always they remember Krishna. Past times, everything. Parishadab ji, it is so uncool, so favorable to remember all these things. Because they have not seen Krishna. Only the Pralambha Bhav you can take. We have no Purva Bhav. No? And after Purva Bhav, no meeting with Krishna. So we can think only of Purva Bhav of Gopi and separation of Gopi. Only we can. But there was so separation bhav, viraha bhav in Gopi. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is certainly. But Krishna thought that if I am here, there will be more unhappy. It is only for Gopi, not for any sadhak. What really happens there, we cannot see. But certainly there is so dukkha, unhappiness there. Mathur Vira, this is called Mathur Vira. We are not testing this. Otherwise they will be so much, it will be so much painful for us. Now you are laughing, you are taking food and eating everything. And you are hearing these pastimes also. But no really effect. Because our heart does not simulate with Gopi. In the same extended as Tadatma Bhava. If there is a very little Tadatma, even we can realize this. I could not answer lack of English knowledge.
No, I think you answered very well, that it is inconceivable for me to understand now that apparent unhappiness that they feel, but they do feel it.
Doing bhajan and bhajan, after some time, you may realize that. Gradually.
In Bombay, you were explaining what the definition of the Pralambha Bhav was, and you explain that in that separation, Krishna is actually in that. He actually comes in that. So it's meeting Krishna while being separated.
But gopis are telling that we admit that Krishna comes and we see Krishna and we don't unbelieve.
Disbelief.
Krishna all body. But it is like a person who is going in a forest and it is Amavasya Ratri. Amavasya Ratri, you know?
The night of night the dark of moon. Dark moon.
Dark moon. Fully dark. And there is raining. There are so much clouds. Dark moon plus clouds. And in jungle, forest, dense forest, how should be that? So thick andhakar,
darkness,
raining also, and thunderbolt is seen. And if a thunderbolt is seen, and it hides again,
goes away,
disappears.
Yeah. It is very difficult to see anything. If there is no thunderbolt is there, then they can go anyhow, searching here and there. But if there is electricity, comes and goes, then eyes are
blinded.
Blinded. And we cannot see. So, gopis are telling, just you are telling that I am come to Vrindavan, I come to Vrindavan often and miss you. But it is like that thunderbolt is seen. So everything is puzzled and we cannot see. Understand my bhav? So, it was better that you should not come. It makes us so sorry and so puzzling and so kashtadayak, miserable, painful. So you should not come.
It is very heavy.
When our day will come, that when we will realize this actually in our heart and become somewhat as the dust of gopis. This is called bhakti. If a little separation mode comes anyhow, then everything will come out. Tears, romancha, kampa, asru, sanchari, vyavichari, everything will come. If we realize somewhat little weight of separation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Hey Radhe Vajadevike Chalilite He Nanda Sunu Kuta Shri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale Kalindi Dhani Kuta Bhushantadi Sabatauke Dai Mahabhivala Vande Rup Sanatana Rujivarsi Shindoku. When, by the grace of mercy of Kirjai Maharaj and Guru,